Hello, hello. Welcome to or welcome back to the Perfectly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Minnie, and thank you so much for tuning into this episode and spending some time with me today. I know it has been a while since my last episode. I think it's been about a month, which isn't crazy, but it's definitely longer than I'd like it to be. But I'm really excited to be back on the podcast, and I have been sort of waiting to feel creatively inspired again, because with my content and with sharing on social media, I always want to be authentic. I never want to push content out just for the sake of it. I have done that at certain times in my life, and it feels so uncomfortable and so unauthentic and just feels wrong personally. And I think different creators have very different levels of how consistency and authenticity feels and works for them. But for me, I think as my platform is revolved around sharing my mental health and being vulnerable and sharing my life experiences and how I navigate difficult situations, sometimes when I'm in the thick of a difficult situation, it's just too much to try to then share it and post it on social media at the same time. Some people are good at that, and honestly, I catch myself comparing myself to people like that sometimes. I'm like, wow, they're saying they're struggling, yet they're still showing up and being consistent with their social media. Why can't I do that? And then, of course, that just doesn't really help the whole mental health and self-confidence side that I'm already struggling with, because I'm in a slump with my mental health, and now I've added comparing myself to people on social media on top of that, and it really just doesn't help me feel creative, it doesn't help me feel inspired, and it doesn't make me want to create content and share. And I know that I love doing that, but I've been feeling a bit lost lately as to where that drive is and where that passion is for sharing. So I'm trying to just sort of ease my way back into it. And this podcast today feels very authentic. I feel very confident and inspired to talk about this today, but it's only because I've given myself that space and I've given myself the time and permission to be private and not share everything, which I think every single human being needs. We live in a world that is so open, and you can know so much about random people that you'll never ever come across in person in your life. And I think our brains just aren't meant to be able to fathom that amount of information and knowledge of random people across the world. So I try to remind myself that this isn't a normal thing. This isn't biologically formulated from humans. It's technology. It's something out of our control. And so if it feels too much for me, I need to remind myself and be kind to myself and tell myself that that's okay. This is not normal. Your brain isn't supposed to function and be able to take in this amount of information and comparison and opinions every day, all the time. So that's what I've been reminding myself. So hopefully if you are feeling similarly, maybe overwhelmed or in a sort of winter funk, winter slump, I hope that serves as a reminder for you too. But today's episode, I want to talk about just sort of how the past month has been, how my mental health has been, and just sort of give some advice on how to help yourself through this winter slump. I feel like it happens every single year, yet every single year I'm still so surprised why I'm feeling so low and feeling so down. But I think it's just the shorter days, it gets darker earlier, I feel less motivated to do things. That is so, so normal. And I feel like I used to really demonize like normalizing these type of things or telling myself that I'm not the only one, because by saying that, I used to then tell myself, oh, well, then it shouldn't be such a big deal for you. It shouldn't be so hard for you if everyone deals with this. But I've now seen the flaws in that type of thinking, and I try to reframe those thoughts to be like, yeah, everyone does deal with this. So it's okay that it's a struggle for me. It's okay that it's hard for me right now. It's okay that the early winter months and just throughout the winter season, I feel more sad. I feel more depressed. I feel less motivated. That's okay. And others are dealing with it too. So cool. You're not alone. Just trying to shift my mindset to that has really been helping so, so much. And just honestly, like accepting these feelings and not necessarily letting it define me, because I don't want to just sort of wallow in the sadness and wallow in the lack of motivation and waste away this season, because I never want to just kind of succumb to those feelings, succumb to, you know, whatever my anxiety or my brain is telling me. But it also means that I can give myself permission to be a little bit more slow and say no to more things and just be a bit more calm and more quiet and not so busy all the time. And I know I can give myself permission to do that any time of year, but I feel like especially at wintertime, my anxious brain wants to ramp up everything because it feels my physical body slowing down. My physical body is wanting to rest and be cozy. But then my brain is like, no, don't stop. Like, what are you doing? So I kind of just am working to find a balance between those two and giving myself permission to slow down and be cozy, spend more nights in, and doing it without guilt. It's not always easy, for sure. I feel like that voice in my head makes me feel very guilty for not doing so much or saying no to more things and wanting to slow down. And it feels like I'm sort of giving in to this like seasonal depression, but there's no giving in. It's just adapting and learning how to navigate these times of year and how to best listen to your body and listen to your needs. And it's going to change throughout the year. It's going to change over each month. You can't expect your energy and your body to stay exactly the same every single month of every single year. So this is all just part of getting in tune with my body and understanding what my body and my brain need at different times of year. I just want to talk about that today. So first, I guess, a bit about where I've been the last month on the podcast. I feel like I kind of just touched on it in my intro, kind of talking about how I am feeling in a bit of a creative rut and feeling a bit against a wall with content, not knowing what to share, how much to share, and overall just kind of feeling overwhelmed by social media. I have been struggling mentally, honestly, and you all know, if you've been a listener for a while, that I have been in eating disorder recovery for almost 4 years now, coming up on 4 years in January next year. And I've been thinking about whether like I am like quote unquote recovered or not, because I don't struggle day to day with food like I used to. Sure, there are uncomfortable thoughts at times and there's judgmental things, or my eating disorder will try to creep in and say certain things or say or place certain judgments on foods or on my movement or lack of movement, but I don't let it define how I live and I don't live by those rules anymore. And I think that's just something I hear a lot of recovered people say, is that the thoughts and the things that your eating disorder wants you to do don't necessarily just poof and go away forever, but you navigate and learn how to live with those things and not let them consume you and not feel defined to live by what it tells you. And I would say I'm definitely at that place. The thoughts are still there and they definitely still cause me anxiety sometimes, but I don't live by my eating disorder anymore. I'm living by Jenny and what she needs and what my body needs, and I'm honoring what it needs the best I can in every single situation, every single day. So regarding like my recovery, I wouldn't say that's been really a struggle lately. It's honestly just been like everything else, which is crazy to say, but like socializing, work, like even therapy has been really difficult, and family situations, holidays, like, I don't know, even just navigating my alone time has been feeling really uncomfortable. And I feel like I'm just doubting myself a lot, and I'm realizing I have a lot of work to do with my self-love and my self-compassion and kindness, and that negative self-talk is still very, very loud, and I think louder than I even realize at times. I know I'm not alone in feeling this way, and I think a lot of people in their 20s go through sort of these realizations. I feel like throughout high school and college and like your early 20s, there's a lot more structure to your days. At least this is my experience, I guess. There was a lot more structure to my days, and I didn't really have pockets of time where I just fully could decide what I wanted to do. And even now, sure, I don't have that time all the time, as I do work a full-time job. I am dedicated a huge chunk of my day to my job, but outside of my job hours, it's fully up to me. And I think that's been one of the most jarring parts of post-grad and navigating sort of my almost mid-20s now is learning how to trust myself in making decisions of what to do and how to spend my time. Because time is the only thing like you never can get back. I feel like time is something that I've become so much more aware of and have become so much more precious about it because I realized that I can spend my time anywhere and I can spend a lot of time somewhere, but I never get that time back. Like, you'll never, ever get it back. I don't know. I try not to think about it too much because it gets overwhelming and I want to try to focus on living in the moment and not so much plan out my life and plan out how I'm going to spend my time. But in a way, that is what really gets to me a lot of the time, is just overthinking how I spend my time, where I spend my time, and if I'm doing the quote right or wrong thing, which I know is a mindset that I'm working to reframe and I've talked about on the podcast before, feeling consumed by that black and white mindset of this is right, this is wrong. And equally, as much as realizing how precious our time is, I've also realized that there is no right or wrong. The gray area exists, and if anything, learning to live in the gray area is the most, I guess, happiest and kind of balanced way to live life. Life doesn't have to be at the extreme. You don't have to put in 200% of effort into everything you do in order for it to feel valid. If there are days you need to dial it back a little bit and work less, or if you suddenly feel a burst of energy and want to work really hard, then go ahead. But it doesn't have to be every single day the same. And there isn't a right path. There isn't a wrong path. Everyone is different. And I don't know. I feel like I'm rambling on now. But basically, I've just been really consumed by life and where to go and what to do and just feeling that things are wrong when they really aren't. And so it's really interesting to kind of be in this position because I feel like 4 years ago, I started my recovery from my eating disorder. And as much as that was a very scary and overwhelming, and I didn't know really what I was getting myself into, I just knew that I needed to gain weight and start eating more food and stop being so terrified of food. I still had sort of concrete goals with recovery because it was just about food. But now I feel like, I don't know, in a way, sometimes I feel like I'm restarting my recovery, but it's not about food. It's just about life and self-love. And throughout my recovery, I really thought I was doing a lot of self-love work. And I did do a lot of self-love work. But I'm realizing now I kind of just scratched the surface. And there's a lot of years, there's a lot of things that I've experienced and that my brain has processed that I haven't touched upon and I haven't questioned and I haven't really dug into. And now I'm starting to do that because I don't struggle with food day to day. So I kind of have the capacity now to face those things that I've dealt with and the experiences that my brain has kind of processed and taken in to be my truth when I don't want that to be my truth. And I want to speak to myself in different ways. I want to trust myself. I want to love myself. I want to feel confident in myself. And those are a few things that I'm really struggling with right now. This just really goes to show that recovery and healing journeys are not linear and they're not progressive steps that you take and continually going up and up and up. I took so many steps up in my eating disorder recovery, and I feel like I've reached somewhat the summit of that point in my recovery. But now I'm feeling dipping down, but it's not about food and my eating disorder. I'm dipping down in order to grow back up and strengthen my confidence and my self-love. And sure, it feels like I'm taking steps back, and sure, it feels really overwhelming and scary at times, but I just need to keep reiterating to myself that this is my path and this is what's right for me, and I will get to a place that I feel confident and happy with myself. That is just kind of how I've been feeling recently. Every chance that I feel like I'm struggling, I'm trying to look at as a point to grow and a chance to grow and a chance to learn more about myself rather than something to sort of dread or wish away. Have you ever felt like your body is trying to tell you something, but you just can't figure out what? Maybe your energy crashes out of nowhere, your mood is all over the place, or no matter how well you take care of yourself, you just still feel off? I know I've been there. And for the longest time, I thought it was just stress or bad sleep, but what I've learned after being on my own hormone balancing journey this past year is that a lot of these symptoms are often tied to our hormones. This is where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz designed to help you uncover the root cause of your symptoms. After taking the quiz, you get a personalized recommendation to help get your body back in balance. When I took the quiz, one of the recommendations I got was to start taking Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula supplement that fine-tunes the hormonal system and is used by women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Using only science-backed ingredients, they offer a range of products designed to help you feel like yourself again. Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your hormonal issues. For a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PIPOD at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PIPOD, P-I-P-O-D, for 15% off today. So I guess all this to say, as I move into the next part of this podcast episode where I want to chat about things that can help you through this winter funk, is that I don't have all the answers. These are just some suggestions that I have been trying to do myself, but I do very much imperfectly. I don't do all these things and I don't take care of myself in the best way at times, because sometimes it just feels too difficult, honestly, these days to take care of myself in the right way. And I kind of give myself a day to slump, or maybe if I don't need a whole day, I give myself an hour to maybe cry or release or just like literally do nothing, and then I pull myself back together. I guess it's just to say that these are suggestions, but it doesn't mean I'm perfect and I have it all figured out and I know exactly what to do in order to get myself out of this winter funk, because I don't. I'm in this winter funk. I'm struggling through it, but I can definitely say I'm feeling better today than I have in the last few days. So that's something, which is good. Just counting the wins. Make sure to always count your wins. Let's move on to the 5 things that I have to suggest to help you through your winter funk if you're feeling similarly. And feel free to DM me with any other suggestions you have, or maybe you resonated with something that I talked about today and you found something super specific that helps you. I'd love to hear about it. You know, as much as I'm here to offer you advice, I want to hear your advice as well. Starting with 1 is, I feel like, something you already know, but just to get back to self-care basics. And this is something I always have to remind myself, because like I said, sometimes I just need a day or I need an hour just to like slump and cry and not take care of myself. And then I have to kind of pull myself back together. In those moments, I really just focus on like baseline basics of self-care. Like for me, baseline self-care is like, did you brush your teeth? Did you shower, clean your body? Are you eating enough food? Are you drinking enough water? And are you stepping outside at least once today? My perfectionist brain is like, well, that's not enough. You need to be doing all the things, all the wellnessy things. Just doing the basics isn't enough. But sometimes just doing the basics is enough, and that's all you need. 1, I think, would just be to check in with yourself. Have you drank enough water today? Have you been eating enough food? Have you been getting enough sleep as well? That's a big one for me. I tend to not get enough sleep, and then it just doesn't help me manage each day because I'm just running on little sleep, or I go to bed way too late and then I wake up late and I'm rushing in the morning, and it's just a cycle that I'm in right now and I want to get out of. So really trying to vow to myself to go to bed early tonight. But yeah, that would be my first piece of advice to help yourself through this winter funk, is to just get back to self-care basics. Everyone's self-care basics are going to look different, so try not to compare and look at what others are doing as their self-care and try to compare yourself, because your body is different, your brain is different, and we all have different needs. So really try to just hone in and focus on yourself and do what feels like baseline self-care for you to just help you feel more yourself, help you feel more energized, and just be that step towards gaining momentum to feeling better, and then you can go off and embark on the bigger self-care things. My second piece of advice for helping yourself through this winter slump, this winter funk, is to say no to more things if you need to, and really, really honor your boundaries. This is something actually I feel really proud that I've been doing more this season in this winter funk. I have been noticing so many times when my brain is just saying like, just say yes, just do it, just do it, just do it, you'll be fine. But every other part of my body wants to say no and wants to either cancel the plans or just decide to stay in instead of going out. And I've been listening to that. I've been really careful though, because I do notice that sometimes in these winter funks or seasonal depression as well, I tend to just say no out of like social anxiety or general anxiety of not knowing if I'll enjoy the experience out. I've just been saying no out of anxiety and out of fear rather than like out of actually honoring my needs and my boundaries. So I'm trying to kind of balance that, but I feel like I've gotten a better grasp of it this year. And I've been saying no when I need to, and it feels so incredibly uncomfortable at times. But then the feeling like 5 minutes later is just such pure relief, and I just feel so aligned with myself. And I've been really trying to make sure that I take note of those times. Again, count your wins, because they don't happen all the time. And it's important to take note when you do feel proud of yourself and you do something for yourself that really feels aligned and in tune with your needs. So that would be my second piece of advice. If you want to cozy up and stay in and don't go out, just don't. It's okay. At the end of the day, life is just you and yourself. So there's no point in trying to please others in the process of breaking your own boundaries, because then that'll just make living with yourself and being with yourself that much harder. With that second point being said, as much as it is important to honor your boundaries, I think equally it's important to plan things and have things to look forward to, especially with it being colder and the days being shorter here. There aren't as many just things to do outside, and I don't want to just go spend time outside and that be something to do because it's cold and unpleasant. So I found that making intentional plans either with my boyfriend or with my friends or with my family has been really helping me through this winter slump as well, because then I have something on my calendar to look forward to, even if the rest of my days is literally just work and having cozy nights alone. Some things I've been trying to plan, for example, are going out to the Christmas markets in Bryant Park and in Union Square in New York City, or going trying new cookie spots or dessert spots, or getting like hot chocolate, any sort of cozy, festive dessert. I've been loving that. Just sort of having little plans. They can be big trips or just small weekend plans with friends, or even solo dates as well. I've been planning a couple solo dates that I'm really, really looking forward to. And it just kind of helps make the days feel a little bit more exciting because you can look forward to that. It just feels like a little sparkle of joy within all the darkness of winter. So I highly, highly recommend that. My fourth piece of advice for helping yourself through this winter funk is to create more than you consume. This is a big one for me that I'm working on as well. The doom scrolling, and not even just doom scrolling. It's more like aimless scrolling, like pointless scrolling, just sort of scrolling to fill up space. I want to cut that out. It never makes me feel good. And I've been catching myself doing it too much. It's been a part of the reason that I've been going to bed way too late. So this one, I'm going to take my own advice, but I hope it can help you as well, just to start trying to create more things and use your hands, come up with fun projects for yourself, do a puzzle, crochet, paint, do your nails. I don't know, anything creative outside of social media that gets you off your screen. I think it's so important to help yourself through any sort of winter funk, winter slump. It can also be one of the fun plans that you look forward to. If there's something you've been really wanting to do, or maybe an art class you've been wanting to attend, or anything like that. It just, I feel like, helps so much to get your brain working and get your creativity flowing, get your hands moving as well, and just kind of cutting off that constant need for scrolling. So again, I'm taking that advice as well. So I hope this can help you. And in the process of that, like creating more than you consume could also be creating for social media. If you're someone who likes to share on social media and likes to share their life on social media, try focusing more on creating more than you consume. Again, as someone who does post on social media and is trying to find the joy again in posting on social media, I'm trying to take my own advice with this one as well and just really try to focus on creating more content than consuming more content, because that consumption of content can really just trigger a comparison loop so quickly without me even noticing. And that's not a fun place to be in for sure. And my fifth tip for helping yourself through a winter slump is to notice how you speak to yourself. And this one I know is so much easier said than done. I feel like some days I feel really in tune with myself and I can catch what I'm saying and I can catch the judgment. And then other days I just feel like I don't even notice what's going on in my brain and how I'm speaking to myself. This one can be really, really difficult, but trying your best to tune in to the way you speak to yourself, and first and foremost, not judge yourself for how you're speaking to yourself, and just noticing it with a sense of more like curiosity and observing rather than being quick to judge yourself, I think is something that can really help you through a winter slump or just any sort of funk at any time of the year. Some ways that I have been really trying to tune in with myself has been journaling. Like I said, it's been a little bit more difficult for me to do stuff like that lately, but when I do journal, I feel like that's when I can best articulate and pay attention to how I've been speaking to myself, because the act of writing just forces me to kind of think on a deeper level about, okay, how did my day go? Rather than just talking about surface level of what I did and who I saw, I want to journal and it makes me think about, well, what did I do? How did I think about that? How did it make me feel? And then that kind of helps you just get into the further details and deeper layers of how you felt throughout your day and maybe how you were speaking to yourself throughout your day. So, like I said, some days I can't even notice or I don't feel in tune with myself at that all throughout the day. But then if I go at the end of the day and maybe journal about my day, I'll kind of realize things and rethink about situations that I had throughout the day and notice new things and maybe notice some negative or judgmental mindsets and internal conversations that I had with myself that I didn't really notice in the moment. So whether it be journaling or calling a friend or just talking to a partner or someone, or maybe even like speaking to yourself in your voice notes, I just feel like getting out loud, getting it out of your brain, either onto a page or into your phone voice memos or onto, you know, into someone else's ears, I feel like it's the best way to really start noticing your self-talk and getting to those deeper levels of how things make you feel. Because if you're never put in a situation that kind of forces you to think about it deeply or more deeper, then you'll never really think about it at that deeper level or take note of your self-talk in that way. So personally, that's just something that's been helping me. So I figured I would add that in as well if it's something that could help you. So those are just a few tips to help yourself through this winter funk. And again, I would love to hear your advice as well. If you are doing some of these things that I mentioned, if they're helping you, or if you have other things that have been really helping you, your girl is also equally struggling and trying her best to navigate this time of year. So I'm open to any advice as well. And I would love to hear what you have to say. Thank you again for being here. Thank you for being patient with me and still supporting me, yet I've been struggling to show up. And this community really is what brings me back to social media and makes me feel so grounded here, even in times where I don't feel grounded at all or want to share anything, or when I just want to feel more private. I remind myself of how special this community is, and I'm just so grateful, and it just makes me want to connect, and it kind of reminds me why I started and why I'm here. So that's a really good feeling. So thank you to all of you. Thank you to those listening. And thank you if you follow my other platforms on Instagram and YouTube, because yeah, I'm just so, so grateful. So thank you. I'm going to end the episode here and I will catch you in the next one.